Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, my man?
What up?
Well, it's good, homie. So, little what we're going to talk about today, I wanted to talk about some of the crazy shit going on with Twitter, because that's a big thing, and that's like, to a lot of people, Twitter doesn't mean shit. Like, it's nothing to a lot of people.
Right.
You know. But it's also something to a really lot of people, and that includes, like, foreign dignitaries, foreign leaders, people in power all over the world and shit communicate through Twitter, including apparently, statesmen. Like, apparently there have been communications between, U.S. statesmen and foreign entities and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of people who talk to each other on Twitter, and it's become like a way that you can get in touch with people from the entertainment industry. Like, I've interacted with people that I've admired for years on Twitter, like since I was a kid.
Right. Yep.
You know, like I've had whole conversations with porn stars on Twitter. I've talked to stars that, I don't know if you remember that show, The State, but from that show on MTV, like they've been doing, you know, they're acting, they're in movies, they're directing, they're doing all this other shit. And almost all of them are on Twitter, like available. I've talked to most of those guys at some point, even if it's just getting them to acknowledge or like a tweet.
I think Twitter was the first place where it was, like, relatively easy to interact with famous people, which I think was part of the appeal in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning. And to be honest with you, like, I still have those moments. Like, especially when it comes to porn stars, because I have, like, there's, like, three or four different porn stars I follow, one of which is Nina Hartley, who's, like, the OG porn starlet, you know, like she's been around since we were kids. And I contacted her on Twitter because I had seen her in that movie. I don't know if you've seen it, After Porn Ends, which is basically about, like, what happens to porn stars after they've gotten out of the business and shit like that.
I have not seen it.
It's good. It's interesting. It's eye-opening. It's got Asia Carrera, who talks about her shit. She was, like, one of the most popular porn stars of all time.
Never heard of her.
And I'm sure you're going to say that about a lot of people if we continue this conversation, but
well, you know,
I don't believe you.
Talking about, like, that era, like, 80s and 90s and even early 2000s,
right.
Those people I will 100% know, but if you talk about anybody in the last 10 years, I'm probably have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I know you're not the right person to talk to. I know Armand would know all of that shit. Because he always has.
Right. Yes, I do remember
Yeah, Asia Carrera. You remember Jenna Jameson, Asia Carrera. Right. I mean, you know, that's like the, and then those people aren't even like the old guard. Like Nina Hartley is the old guard. Like, what's his face? Like John Holmes. You know, like people, folks like
yeah,
that.
Like
all those guys.
Like
Christy
Canyon.
Christy Canyon, right? Yeah, she was like right about the Asia Carrera era. She was there, and your favorite of all time. What's her goddamn? What's her face? Whoa. The one that the Bloodhound Gang did a song about, Chasey Lane.
Oh God, yeah. Oof. Chasey Lane.
I know. I've seen videos of her, not like recently, because I think people have finally decided to like stop trying to work with her.
Right.
But I've seen videos of her like behind the scenes of porn shoots, and that poor woman was a fucking mess, dude. Like, she's ruined. Absolutely ruined.
Yeah, she was my favorite once upon a time, and then, yeah, the mess and God knows what else got her, and, yeah, it's not cute.
Yeah, it's really sad. Like, she was just, like, flipping out and tweaking the whole time. Like, it was just...
Yeah.
It was awful to watch. I mean, at one point, she was definitely the most popular porn star in the world.
Yeah. I was
a fan. You know, not, and that's the thing about that industry. Not everybody comes out of that like intact. I mean, most of the people that go in there are not really intact in the first place, but
true.
That could just be a stereotype too. I could be talking out of my ass. I don't have statistics on how many porn stars were like molested and shit before they went into the industry, but
right.
It would be a safe bet to say a lot of them, because most women in general have been assaulted or harassed or raped or attacked in some way. So it's not speaking out of turn to say that, I don't think.
Right.
But I digress. The thing is, Twitter has become kind of a standard for people in the industry to get out the kind of things that they want to talk about. It's a good place for people to promote things. There are a lot of people on Twitter. There are a lot of people that unfortunately get their news from Twitter. And this fucking clown, Elon, I don't even know where to begin with this dude, because like he started talking about buying Twitter as just like a fucking, like the rich boy, the rich, like spoiled kid bullshit that he likes to pull. And I've just been doing like a lot of research on Elon. And as it turns out, he hasn't really invented anything. He's not an you can call him an inventor just because he holds the patent for a specific, how can I put this? So one of the big patents that he holds is, and that he quote unquote invented, is a particular design for the Tesla plug. And we're not talking mechanical. We're not talking about electric. We're not talking about the way that the plug actually electrically operates. We're talking about the proprietary configuration of like plastic that they use in their plugs that makes it impossible for people who have electric cars that aren't Tesla to use their chargers.
Gotcha.
So the only thing he's responsible for when it comes to something like Tesla invention-wise is a configuration of pure plastic that stops other people from using their products and makes it impossible for Tesla people to also get their electricity from a non-Tesla charger.
Right.
And apparently this is Elon's MO. This is what he does. He goes into a company he decides he wants to be a part of. He basically fucking guts it. Like, he's not a founder of Tesla, yet he calls himself a founder. He's not a founder of PayPal, yet he calls himself a founder of PayPal. He was not responsible for the creation of any of the companies that he's been a part of.
Right.
Like, he's literally been playing a shell game his whole life. I knew he was a piece of shit. I knew he benefited from apartheid. I know that his family got a lot of apartheid work. They absolutely exploited apartheid workers. That's fact. Like, this is not something you can look this shit up. I'm not speaking out of my ass. Like, this is his family literally benefited from apartheid, period.
Right.
They used exploited workers to get a lot of their shit done. And they probably still fucking do at this point. But, like, his MO has always been in these companies to basically gut it and then take all the remaining people and force them to work, like, 16 – like, this dude is a labor law violator. Like, this guy is actually, like – he demands people to work, like, 16-hour days. Like, this is a standard for him. Not that he does that.
So I was
going
to say, this is what's crazy. So I don't have, like – I don't have all the info you have as far as his practice, which I'm glad you went
into. Which is one of the reasons I'm telling you. I know this is probably shit that you haven't looked into necessarily, just because of time and shit.
Right, but like it's not necessarily a surprise given what we're seeing now with Twitter, but it's still crazy because like, so he acquires Twitter and it's basically. It's nothing but, like, threats and demands of the employees. Like, it's nothing like, hey, your work is appreciated, or what do you think we could do differently? It's all of a sudden, like, we need you to do this, this, and this, or else you're fired, more or less.
Yes.
And to, like, your point, it's, like, crazy shit. Like he tries to, like, I don't know if he's trying to, like, you know, dress it up nicely by saying, like, you know, we want – employees who are going to be like hardcore, but when he says hardcore, what he means is work more than they are supposed to for less pay than they are supposed to.
Right.
Like, it's just insane. I mean, and
with also Mick, with him literally shitting on them in public every fucking day. So not only are they doing this shit, but he's literally sitting there talking crap about these people who he literally just came in and kicked.
Right. And on top of that, there's a very, like, it's a shitty situation to put people in for multiple reasons. But, you know, he's no dummy in the sense that he's aware that there is, you know, a recession going on and inflation is a big issue and this and that. So a lot of these people don't really have the option. Like, it's not easy to walk away from a job at a major company where I'm sure you're making decent money. And he knows this. So he's basically like exploiting this, like holding it over people's heads.
Thanksgiving time.
Right.
This is the time when people need to have jobs so they can pay for presents and shit.
Right. And he's basically holding that over these people's head and basically demanding things of them that are not normal and probably do break labor laws, to your point. And it's just fucking insane.
But that's like, that's what the, and the reason I brought that up is because this is apparently his MO. This is what he does. And it looks to everyone. I mean, other than like real hardcore Elon fanboys, which there are a lot of, lot of Elon fanboys, a lot. And it's always disturbing to me when I see the amount of people that come out and ride for these clowns, because like literally,
seriously,
you are encouraging and applauding bad behavior. Like you are saying it's okay for people to be mean and evil, and you don't even have a caveat to say like as long as they get something done, because he's not getting anything done.
Well, that's the crazy thing. Right, and that's the crazy thing. Like the people that, you know, for lack of a better word, these fucking bootlickers that, like, these the Elon Musk of the world could not give less of a shit about, you know, Joe Public.
No.
So it's so weird to me that, like, these people are out defending these guys when they wouldn't fucking – they wouldn't piss on you to put out a fire – and yet you're going to take up for these people,
exactly,
like, oh, they're so savvy and they're so innovative. Like, they could not give less of a shit about you.
And a lot of people who've known about Elon Musk, who study him, who don't have rose-colored glasses, like, they all know that this is something that this guy has done for a long time. They know that they've said that he's, quote-unquote, failed upward. Because the guy has such a golden parachute. He's got such a buffer for him because he was born and raised very rich. Like let's not mistake the fact, like he wasn't born middle class. He definitely wasn't born lower class. He wasn't even born upper class. He was born upper class. Like this dude's family had, he literally, like one of the first stupid fucking things this guy did was he tried to, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't know the exact titles of things, but he had this car which he still is trying to, I think, like make another like revolutionary car, like the new truck thing or whatever he's done that isn't exactly out yet. He was like trying to do this thing when he was young and balding and ugly and awkward, and when he had to pay women to be near him, which is all true, by the way. Like all the I just watched an interview with him where he was talking about like this car that he wanted to do things to and shit, which failed, which absolutely failed. Like it totally went away. Like nobody talks about that shit anymore. But he was awkward and ugly, bro. He was gross-looking, dude. Gross-looking guy.
It's so funny when you see pictures of him now compared to, like, back in the day, and it's just like, I mean, listen, if you...
Yeah, he's got, like, a sweet spot where he's, like, not a bad-looking guy and shit like that. Like, but I mean, like, especially when you see, like, the close-ups of him, even now... Like, I've seen so many pictures of him where I'm just like, oh, God, why?
Right.
Like, Elon, don't take close-ups, bro. And I hate making fun of people's physicality, but I feel like a guy who's got no problem saying shit like that to other people, there's no reason why I can't say that shit to him. You know what I mean? Like, he broke that seal first.
Well, and doesn't he also have, like, a very, like, when he was on this big, like, you know, don't make fun of me thing on Twitter, wasn't one of the things that, like, anybody who was, like, posting old pictures of him were getting, like, blocked or suspended or stuff like that. Like, he's very, like, overly sensitive to his looks.
Oh, yeah. No, he's super insecure about it, which is why he went through, which is why he had the money to pay for all of those procedures of him looking the way he looks now.
Right.
You know, they can't shave down his alien torso. Like, that's not something that apparently they have the technology for yet. but they were able to probably give him like a chin implant, because that dude had no – that dude's like me, dude. He was born with zero chin, you know. And instead of just having a beard like me to make up for it, the guy wanted surgery. He wanted to be clean.
He definitely had – in his cheeks, he's definitely had stuff done for sure.
I think in his cheeks and his chin and obviously the hair thing, he's had hair transplants or implants or butt plants or what. I don't know. Do they take hair out of your ass and put it on your head?
I wish. If they did that, I'd have a fucking full head of hair right now.
You bald.
good times.
Yeah, this clown has obviously been, he's used his money to make his own way, and I personally don't respect that, because most of us are out here without that money trying to make our own way. You know what I mean? Like, that's who we are. That's how we've been. We're desperately trying to change our surroundings for the better without having the fucking capital to do it. And this dude has had that capital his entire life. And what exactly has he done that's made the world better yet?
I wish I could tell you.
Like, the other major thing that I want to bring up about him is that, and there's so much, we could probably talk about this for days. Like, he has literally publicly failed in every step since he bought this company. Every single action that he's made was stupid. And not only is it stupid, but he's posting what CEO do you know that's ever sat, and this is not revolutionary. I'm not saying in any way that this guy should be applauded for doing this, but what fucking CEO have you ever seen that live tweets their business decisions for the company to the public? Who fucking does that, bro?
So weird. Like you said, like, his insecurities about his physicality, I think it extends beyond that, because I think that's part of what we're seeing.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
He's definitely like, but then it's weird too, because he'll post these things.
He's crowdsourcing the applause he needs from his decisions. You're
right.
That's what we're saying.
Yep, exactly. Like, he definitely wants to be told how smart he is and how funny he is every 5 seconds.
Without a doubt. It's the Trump disease. It's narcissism.
It is, but see, and I'm not saying that, you know, one is better than the other, but I think,
right.
I'm trying to think.
No, Trump is worse.
If maybe I have this right or not. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'd have to like dig into this more. But I think Trump is like a meaner person. So like basically anybody who like makes fun of him, you know, he'll give it right back, or anybody he doesn't like, he'll just talk shit about them. Whereas, like, Elon is, like, more easily offended and then just wants to, like, shut down if somebody criticizes him. Or, you know, you're going to get blocked, or you're going to get suspended, or you're going to get this, or you're going to get that. Like, and again, I don't know if one is better than the other, but they're both definitely similar in that they're narcissists. But I think
they both have the same response to that criticism. I think they both do everything they can as soon as they're criticized to silence the criticizer. I think you may be right in that Trump is a lot more vicious in his rhetoric and responses to people. I think because Trump takes everything. Basically, if you don't agree with Trump, you're detracting him. Like if you even slightly disagree with him, you're automatically his enemy. Automatically,
yep.
Which is just such a childish way to operate. I think Elon is like that too, but yes, maybe on a smaller scale. But he does go out of his way to block people who are making fun of him. Because the guy, I've mentioned this guy before, his name is Ethan Klein. He's a big creator on YouTube. He's
Yeah.
He's been in some, like, actual, like, headlines throughout the U.S. nationally that you know, that other people do know about him. He's still basically just a YouTube guy, so not everybody knows about this dude. But he was kind of the leader of the charge when it came to fucking with Elon Musk after he announced that big blue check mark bullshit where you just have to pay $8 and you're verified. Like, how fucking dumb do you have to be, bro, to say that? Like, we're not business geniuses. We don't own fucking companies, you know? But both of us, all of people even remotely as intelligent as us, looked at that and said, well, the first thing that people are going to do is write Elon Musk or Donald Trump or whatever and get verified, and then you're fucked.
Right.
We all saw this coming. And what happened, Mick?
That is exactly what happened. You saw people pop up and write with fake accounts and, you know, fake news stories and fake free insulin and everything else. And it basically was setting everyone into a fucking frenzy.
Billions of dollars were lost because of Elon's mistake. Okay. Elon's mistake. Can we get that on a fucking marquee somewhere? This billion-dollar loss is because of Elon, not the trolls who fucked with the insulin thing. This is not on them. It's not.
Right.
Someone was going to do this. And if you're going to take responsibility for a multi-billion-dollar platform that really, really important things happen on, man. And there's no question about that. I don't care about the internet detractors. I don't care about the people who scoff at the words MySpace or Facebook. All of you guys are fucking wrong and dinosaurs. And as much as social media sucks, money is made on it. A lot of fucking money is made on social media now. A lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no fucking way that you can just discount that. And there's a lot of money made off of Twitter. And as we just saw, you can say what you want about Twitter, but it has the power to make billions of dollars disappear. And if you're not at the head of that and responsible for that, billions of dollars fucking disappear, which is what happened. And it's all on him. It's all on him because he's the jackass. First, dude, the reason I don't really understand is what's going on here, because I can't see an endgame where making Twitter into a piece of shit is going to help anybody, including Elon. I don't understand how tanking Twitter is going to help him. But that's what it almost seems like he's doing it on purpose.
I think he is very focused on the, like, all publicity is good publicity mantra, and I just think that
it doesn't
in his mind
all, here.
Well, I don't think it is either, but I mean, and who knows what's factual and not factual, but he posted the other day that, like, oh, Twitter usage is at an all-time high because everybody was freaking out last weekend because, you know, supposedly Twitter was going to die and this and that, so everybody, of course, went on Twitter to complain about Twitter. So then he's like lauding
the fact
though.
That
nothing like there were so many.
True. There, every time something like that, three articles pop up saying, well, actually, like every fucking time he says something like that.
Oh, I know. There was definitely at least one tweet where he posted something and then like Twitter's own like thing popped up that was like, this may not be correct, which I thought was funny.
His own platform was fact checking him. That's fantastic.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what his end game is. It's very strange. This whole thing is weird.
I don't really have a financial stake on Twitter. I've been trying to grow an audience. I've always wanted to grow an audience. You know that, but
right.
We don't. I never really took Twitter all that seriously. It was kind of just a place for me to practice my one-liners. But when I saw that people were actually making money off of it and things. I still haven't transitioned to TikTok yet. That's a big place to make an audience and money. A lot of people are making money off of TikTok right now. Again, all facts, no speculation. I'm not talking about my ass. I don't want to do TikTok. I've been strenuously avoiding TikTok since its inception because there's been pedophiles on that platform since day fucking one. I don't want to be in a place where I know pedophiles are. I don't want to do it.
Right.
Don't want it. And there are a lot. There used to be a lot on there. I don't know if that's changed or it's just been the population of TikTok has just grown so much that now the pedophiles don't occupy a 50% share of who's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's down to like 35% or something. I don't know.
Right.
Which is why I'm scared to go on TikTok. I don't think you have control over who can duet you and stuff. Like, I know how the platform operates, but I don't want people duetting my content. And so I guess you can't help that when you start to become public, though. I guess there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, see, I don't know about TikTok, but either way.
I've been doing a lot of studying of just how to, like, grow your presence online and shit like that because, I mean, ultimately that's something I've always wanted to do my whole life, you know? Me and Louie were filming sketches when we were in our early 20s, you know? Like, this is not something that has never been outside of my desire.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, Twitter is a good place to get attention. I've had tweets not go viral, but I've had like a tweet get like 3,000 likes, you know, which to me, that's a lot of fucking people. To my ass from, you know, fucking the fucking nowhere suburbs, New York, like, I shouldn't say that though. We got fucking Denzel that came from our town. We got Heavy D, bro.
Yeah, we got a few. We got a few. But I get what you're saying. I would agree with that.
You know, 3,000 is a lot of fucking people, dude. Like, that's
absolutely.
You know, I used to have like 1,000 people interacting with my blogs on MySpace on a regular basis. Like, to me, that's a lot.
Yes.
You know, so it means to me that there is an audience for me at some place. You know, at some point in the unconscious of this world, there's an audience.
Right.
Even if it's just 1,000 fucking people, you know,
I
would like it to be more, but it's a sign that I can sell Twitter. I got Twitter and I'm like, okay, I start interacting with comedians and stuff like that. Some people are like liking the shit that I said. I've grown some followers, this and that. And then this shit starts happening and I'm like, I just started on Twitter and this fucking jackass who played around with the sale, dude. He played around with the sale of this company. And then as soon as he got into it, he made radical changes that didn't benefit anybody. He gutted everything, including the moderation team, which is why billions of dollars were lost. This is a direct result of his stupidity being broadcast in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why people were freaking
He's
out.
He's doing this shit.
The platform was going to be done any day now because, the moderation team and all these other engineers and whatnot are just being, like, kicked to the curb with no sort of, like, plan for a restructuring or anything.
No. No plan for restructuring, nothing. And he, like, it's so funny. I personally think that it was not a great move for what this guy did, but there was like a lead engineer who, Elon Musk made some kind of like really asinine idiot blanket statement about Twitter. And one of like the lead engineers or a head engineer corrected him publicly. He got fired immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't think it's.
Hold on. He did not get fired immediately. And this goes back to, like, if I recall correctly, the guy corrected him on an evening. I don't remember what day of the week it was, but let's just say it was like a Tuesday evening.
Right.
Right. And right. then obviously that tweet got a lot of traction and this and that. And then
right.
like the next morning, somebody like responded to that and tagged Elon Musk in it
right.
and was basically like, Elon, guys like this, guys with this kind of attitude shouldn't be working for you if you're trying to like build this, rebuild
right.
this platform. And then Elon
right.
tweeted back at the guy, yeah, he's fired. And I'm just like, okay, first of all, how unprofessional is that? Like, regardless of when this guy was
yeah,
actually
yeah.
fired, I would like to think he was not fired on Twitter. Like, I would like to think that Elon actually emailed this guy, but he probably didn't. But
no, I don't think he probably did. Yeah.
But it's the unprofessionalism and also like the what we were talking about before. Why are these randos like taking up for these fucking billionaires? Like, it makes no sense. Like, what does this guy have to gain by, like, for lack of a better word, like tattletailing on this fucking guy who was just trying to explain to Elon why his statement was
what
incorrect.
That is such a little bitch move, bro. It's
yeah,
such
that's what I'm
a
saying.
Little bitch ass move. But dude,
like,
it's
crazy.
It's easy to be a little bitch on the internet, especially a place like Twitter, where your anonymity is still in play, where you can still
right.
be pretty anonymous on Twitter. It's not, you know, they want you to use your real name and shit like that. Like, that's a policy that Elon is starting to push also, which would probably be one of the smartest things he's ever done, because Facebook did it and it eliminated a lot of trolls on Facebook, although not all. You can never eliminate trolls. And to
right.
be honest with you, I'm kind of, as a troll at heart, I don't really like how Facebook has done that. You know, I don't like having to give a social media platform my license. I don't like that.
Right.
You know, and I will refuse to do that as much as I can. But Twitter is starting to adopt that shit too, which would be one of the smartest things Elon has ever done, because his idiot ass decided that instead of actually fixing the Twitter platform, he was just going to make it worse, which really worked against him. As a new dude in a new company who with all this controversy going on, for you to get in there, kick everybody out, and then start talking about the inside business of it is just, like, that's just dumb. Just
yeah.
plain dumb. It's just, and it's
yeah.
not, you can't say he's got some major plan and he's doing this on purpose just because what he's doing right now doesn't make sense as an advantage for anything. He's trying to get a hold of the structure of the company. He's trying to get a handle on it. And now he's got to deal with a fucking massive amount of trolls that he just created by being a dumbass.
Yep.
And this dude, Ethan Klein, was like one of the spearheads of this shit, because he said, okay, I'm going to throw my – he basically said, I'm going to sacrifice my Twitter account. This guy has a huge, huge following on Twitter, huge following that he's built for – I think I've been watching him for maybe like 10 years or so, 12 years, maybe more. Like, he's
right.
a kind of, he's an OG YouTube dude. So he's been building this audience for a long time. He's hung out with Snoop Dogg. Like, he's had Post Malone and him were like best friends. He used to have him on his show all the time. They still put, like, he's got like celebrities. Bill Burr has been on there a few times. You know, Tom Segura,
yeah.
a lot of like big comedians will pop on his shit. Bobby Lee, I don't know if you know Bobby Lee, the Korean guy from Mad TV.
Yeah.
A lot of people interact with him. He's got a huge following, and he was like, I'm going to nuke my Twitter account just to fuck with Elon Musk. So what he did was he changed his name and picture to Elon Musk, even though he kept the tagline, his handle, his Twitter handle was still H3H3 Productions. He changed his picture, he changed his name to Elon Musk, and he just, like he said his biggest tweet that got him fucked up with Elon was, It was something about how late at night he misses his buddy Epstein, which
yes,
is 100% true. 100%
yep.
true. Not necessarily that he misses his buddy Epstein, although I wouldn't be surprised, but he is an Epstein buddy. Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, they're all Epstein buddies, all of them. Possibly Bill Gates. He's been to the island. My man's
right.
been to the island. Been to the motherfucking island, so he knows. He knows. Like these are this is your QAnon pedophile ring, fellas. It's not in the bottom of a pizza place spearheaded by Hillary Clinton. It's a fucking
right.
island that all the pedos used to go to. That's your pedophile
yep.
ring, QAnon. Morons. So he does it. He sends his tweet to Elon Musk. Elon Musk sees it. I don't know if it was probably sent to him by some toady, like you said with the other thing with the Twitter employee. And
right.
he just nukes the account like immediately. He doesn't do it immediately. He starts making policies based on that fucking tweet that
mm-hmm.
you have to put your name, you have to put parody in the description and shit, which was done. He had already done that.
But like
so
you
I think
said,
he was
able
to like
rules as he went along based on what people were doing.
Right. He was making up the rules as he went along because he did something really dumb and didn't think about it. Period.
Right.
He made a stupid fucking decision, which was really fucking dumb, and then spent the next however how long trying to backpedal and make up
yeah.
for it, which is all that he's done throughout his ownership so far. That's all. I thought you were going to say something. What you said?
No. I agree. He's basically reacting to what people are doing instead of trying to come up with a plan of attack beforehand. Like, he's being reactive.
Yeah.
Which is never a good idea.
He's being very, very reactive. Right. It's not a great idea to be in that state for a long period of time for anybody. You know, like,
right.
that's just a high stress. That is a high stress. Stupid state to be in, and I can't have any sympathy for him because he's done it to himself, and it's not like he's a humble guy and is just like, man, I could really use some help, or hey, I might be in over my head, guys. It's never that, because he's so obsessed with his image.
Yeah, dude, totally.
I've spent like I stopped following Elon Musk ages ago. I just couldn't do it. He's so smug and arrogant, and actually not that smart. He's really not that smart. I know my dumbass shouldn't be judging anybody on their fucking intelligence, but
running a you know billion-dollar multimedia platform is not one of them, clearly.
I don't know. What is he good at? What is he good at? Like, where does his genius lie? I need somebody to tell me exactly what.
Well,
it seems like he has money.
Right. I mean, listen, I'm not arguing with you.
This guy is, he starts making all these crazy rules and shit like that, which is something he should have thought out ahead of time. Instead of, like you said about being reactive, if he had just seen that tweet and said, okay, we're obviously going to need to stem the tide of trolls, just not even ego-wise, like, which is something he's never going to do. He's never going to put aside his ego and judge based on that. But what he should have
right.
done was put his ego aside and said, okay, this is something that could potentially cost us a lot of money. Let's ignore it for now, and instead of focusing on it, let's concentrate on how we're going to eliminate this long term and come up with some real ideas. And doing that
right.
is 10 times better than being reactionary. And that's where his whole, That's why I can never take him seriously, and nobody ever should, because he spent the last years, how many years has he spent, not even just on Twitter, talking about free speech and all this bullshit.
Right.
There's no free speech on a private platform. That's never going to happen. It is in nobody's best interest as a business owner to allow people to say whatever they want on their platform. That's never going to happen. And if you have social media sites out there right now where you can do stuff like that, if they ever want to get bigger, it's going to go away. It has to.
You have to have restrictions. Yeah, for sure.
You have to have restrictions. I don't necessarily agree with that in principle at all.
Right, same.
But you do, I will always agree with restrictions on people being able to be pedophiles, for example, or rapists.
Right.
You know, like that's, the freedom of speech does have its limitations. It has to.
Yeah, that doesn't mean there are no consequences.
Because there's got to be things that we universally agree
with. Yeah, exactly. Right.
People don't understand that a certain amount of socialism is necessary for just a human existence. We all have to agree on certain things. We have to.
Right.
And that's why there are things like nations and people warring with each other and shit, because we can't all agree on some very basic tenets.
Yeah.
You know, humanity's never going to fucking evolve and go off into the stars and spread our virus to other planets until we figure out how to, like, stop killing each other on this one. Every sci-fi fantasy about a future, unless it's a war future, is usually predicated on the Earth finally stopping being a dick to itself.
Yeah, you know? I was going to say on some apocalyptic event that, like, wipes out 99% of humanity. Yeah. Which I'm
personally we're only
waiting
peaceful
for.
Until after we've Armageddoned ourselves, right?
Right. I'm all here. I'm all for it. Like, sign me up. Like that movie.
I know.
That movie, Don't Look Up, was like my dream case scenario. Like if I could know for a fact that the Earth was going to end in like a finite amount of time, whether it be like 6 months or 6 years or 6 weeks, I would be happier than a pig.
You'd finally be at peace, right?
I would.
You'd be in peace.
It would be amazing.
You'd be like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God we're finally here. I have been wondering if it was going to happen.
Right. I would love it. Like, my wife is, like, terrified of that happening.
And
like,
I want
to
have it in real life, just because I don't want to put another child in world with other humans. I just don't.
Dude,
so it's got to happen
in my life. Trust me, I'm very concerned.
I mean,
about
I do,
that
to be
well,
honest with you, I do actually. I do want children. Because I think I may have a unique perspective. I know that's arrogant, but I think I do have a unique perspective for children. Just having actually really thought about what it was like to be one and being around them for so long and shit.
Right.
But I think I may be less nihilistic than you, for example, in that regard.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe not.
Why, you thinking maybe it might not be a bad idea to have a kid?
I'm very conflicted, to be honest with you, because my wife and I have had this conversation about having a kid. There's part of me that's just like, ugh, like, I just don't.
Why?
I kind of hate the world. So, like, why do I want to, like, bring somebody else in it? Especially when, I mean, not for nothing, I'm no fucking spring chicken. Like, there's a decent chance, you know, if my wife got pregnant tomorrow, there'd be a decent chance I'd be dead by the time the kid was like 25 or 30. I mean, I'm being serious. Like,
but,
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay,
like,
okay, okay. Can I say something? Can I say something
sure.
to that?
Sure.
Nick, if you, let me tell you something. If you give a kid 25 years of having a fucking great father, which I think, honestly, Mick, I think you would be a good dad. And because I think you're probably a great uncle.
Yes.
And I think you would be aware of the impact your words can have on that kid. And I don't think you would ever in any way try to go out of your way to make that kid feel bad about themselves. And that's literally
right.
What I think is the only job parents have, is to equip your children with the confidence to be able to handle what the world is. I'm not an expert in how you do that, obviously.
Same.
I don't have kids.
Here.
I have helped raise people's kids. I have watched people's kids. I've lived with kids.
Yeah.
You know, I may not have a full parent's experience, but I'm also not stupid, and I observe the
right.
way people act. And I have a nephew that I'm very close to, and the way I interact with him is always positive. Always positive. And
mm-hmm.
I think you are cut from that same cloth. And I think if you gave a kid 25 years of good fatherhood, I don't think there's anything you could say that would make me not believe that you should do it.
Well, I appreciate that. But having said that, now I can accept that compliment and those good vibes, and I appreciate you saying all those things. Now, having said that,
natural cynicism says,
well, hold on. But how we are going, like in society and in this country, isn't there a part of you that's just like, I don't want to put somebody else into that?
Of course. That's
the other part of it.
That's always been the big question.
Right. If I have a kid and I have a daughter, and, you know, in 2028, you know, Donald Trump's resurrected cyborg corpse is running the country and decides to create a fucking oligarchy, then, like, I just don't know how I would rectify that, and I don't know.
My biggest fear is that when Republicans start running the country, we're looking at like a fucking what is that goddamn show with that crazy ugly Scientologist bitch Elizabeth Moss, what's that shit? The one where she's like a nun type of thing, and women are subjugated.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale, yeah. As dumb as I think that show can be and is, and I just could, like, there were a lot of dumb things that I couldn't get past, even though I really liked the idea of women breaking out of a like a totalitarian anti-woman regime like that, because that's kind of what they've been doing for centuries at this
point.
And they still aren't completely free yet, you know, like that's.
Right.
Like there's a reason that show resonates with people, because like women are, we're going back to the dark ages when it comes to the
mm-hmm.
way that this country views women's rights. And that's my fear for any children, is not necessarily that extreme of a situation is going to occur, but there are people that are moving out of Texas and places like that because of I have a friend who lives in Ohio, and we only got like 5 minutes left. You said you got to leave at 2?
I mean, I could stay on for a couple more minutes, but I got a meeting at 2:30, so I got to prep.
2:30. Well, I want you to be able to prepare for the meeting. All right, we'll talk about this more on the next one then if it goes too long. But I have a friend who lives in Ohio. Ohio is one of the states that has decided to crack down on abortions, which means that it's way more regulated and strict, and it's
mm-hmm.
also gotten to the point where it's going to be pretty much impossible for you to get an abortion unless you know how to pull strings. Like it's gotten to the point where you're going to have to fucking know somebody to be able to get a legal abortion in Ohio. Like They're not as draconian as Texas, but they're fucking headed there. So this woman has a rare disease where every pregnancy that she has is an ectopic pregnancy. Now, she has managed, I don't know how much you know about ectopic pregnancies, but they can kill the parent and the child.
Right.
Easily.
I do know
And it's a very dangerous thing that happens, and it's even if you can treat it and kind of keep the conditions of it controlled, it's still very fucking dangerous. And she has had so many miscarriages throughout her fucking life, this woman, and she's always had a great attitude about it. And finally she was able to have, she managed to have twins. I think they're fraternal twins. She finally managed to do it, but that doesn't mean her disease goes away. She's finally able to experience the kids that she wanted for her whole fucking life. But now she still has ectopic pregnancies sometimes. And after a few years later, after her kids, it's been like 4 years since she had her kids, she had another ectopic pregnancy. She goes to the hospital and winds up having to wait, I think it was like days to get an okay, at least days to get an okay for her abortion, because it, and I think the only reason she was able to do that is, it could be because she knew some people. I think she had friends in the industry who were able to like fast track it or so. I don't quote me on that. That's not fact.
Right.
If it happened differently, I don't want her getting in trouble. That's why I'm not mentioning her name. But she was only able to navigate it because she got lucky. And that is the worst case when you think of why abortion is healthcare. When you think about why the reasons why it needs to not be controlled like that specifically, it needs to be professionally done. Obviously, no back alley abortions, professional clinics.
Right. Yeah,
but
we're not providing everybody with a coat hanger. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. We're not providing coat hangers, but at the same time, we can't overregulate this because lives are at stake. This is a health problem. My friend's life was at stake. Every time she gets pregnant, and it's not like she doesn't use fucking protection, but things fucking happen.
Of course.
But it's crazy that she has to wait days. Meanwhile, she's hemorrhaging internally this whole time.
Right, that's my point. Yeah, like she's risking, like every day that this procedure does not take place is increasing the risk to her and her child.
Minute.
Yeah. Right. I know, it's fucking crazy.
Like I don't want to raise a girl in that, but that's here's the dilemma, dude. Like I really think if the country keeps heading in this direction, and that's, look, this country is headed in awful directions before and turned around, but that's also part of our problem. We are not consistent. That's no place to raise a fucking child, man. It's just not. It's just fucking not. If I'm gonna raise a child, I really want to do it somewhere else, like Canada or something. I'm not saying Canada's perfect.
No,
but
I know,
dude.
And
if I can get away from fucking Republicans,
right?
No, exactly. But it's got to be somewhere else.
There's gonna be fucking right wingers and racists pretty much everywhere. So like, I get that part of it, but you have to. Like, I'm definitely. Like, we're in a situation right now where I honestly don't know where either one of us are going to be living or working 6 months from now. So there's definitely a part of me. I mean, listen, not that I wanted the red wave that everybody was fucking, you know, going crazy about a couple weeks ago. But like, if that had happened, I definitely think I'd be more inclined to be like, all right, we just need to fucking bounce in May.
Yeah,
and I still feel like that's on the table, but I mean, obviously it's going to be difficult to fucking pick up and move and try to find a job and try to find an apartment or a house or this and that. Like, it's going to fucking suck. But yeah, like, I just don't know if I would want to raise a kid here. I really don't.
I don't like the idea of
running away from problems. I don't like the idea of abandoning your own country, but
I don't think it's running away from problems. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like those ideas, but at the same time, I haven't felt like my voice has been heard since I was a child. I have never felt like anyone has represented my actual feelings and beliefs. And all my feelings and beliefs are that we should find a way to get the fuck along with each other because we get shit done that way. That's my whole belief system.
I don't think our belief systems are, like, incredibly complicated or, like, it's not that fucking hard.
If we could just stop giving each other shit over really dumb stuff, like, we would get so much shit done, bro.
If we stopped caring about what the Muslim guy is doing in his fucking temple, if we stopped giving a shit about who's fucking who and where they have sex in their bodies and stuff like that, if we could just, like, not care about any of that shit, like, we would get so much shit done, bro.
But that's the problem, is that that's how, you know, that's how it operates, is the one percenters and the politicians basically pit us all against each other while they fucking are laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
That's we'll end it there. It's just, like, it's disheartening, and I think we're both of the same mindset. I actually would love to have children just because I love children. I think that I can bring something to a child's life in a positive way. I really believe that. And that's the only reason I've ever changed my mind about having kids, because I've never wanted kids. I don't know if you and I ever actually talked about that, but I've never wanted children.
Right. Yeah, I think we were on the same page, because I didn't really want them either.
Yeah. No, I know you didn't.
Yeah.
No, just too much temptation. Just too much temptation for you. I get it, you know? I get it. I'm just kidding, bro. Love you. All right, let's do this next week, all right?
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, love you, man. Bye.